In the gospel reading today, the question is asked, who can forgive sin but God alone? The answer is no one. So these people are scandalized by Jesus saying that your sins are forgiven. But the reality is, of course, Jesus is God, and therefore he has the authority to forgive sin. And that, of course, is what continues to happen when we go to confession. It is the Lord who forgives the sin. The priest who is in the confessional stands in the person of Jesus Christ. That's why the priest can say, I absolve you from your sins, not because the priest has any power of himself to be able to forgive sin, because he cannot, but because he is ordained and stands in the very person of Jesus Christ, it is the Lord working through the priest, the divinity of Christ working through the humanity of the priest to forgive our sins. And so it is the Lord himself who is doing that. Now, when we look in the first reading and we see the words of Isaiah about this holy way that God is going to establish, it's interesting the way that it's worded. He said, no one unclean may pass over it, nor fools go astray upon it. But rather, it says, it is for those with a journey to make, and on it the redeemed will walk. That's what we have to look at. There are people who want to say that the church has no authority to forgive sin. Not by herself, no, but because of the Lord. But because some people do not want their sins forgiven, they do not want to come to the Lord, they refuse to get on to that holy way. They refuse to walk along the path of the redeemed. Those who know they are redeemed know that their sins are forgiven by the Lord, and they are willing to walk upon the path that he himself has established for us. There is no other way. Jesus said, no one can come to the Father except through me. So if we don't want to walk on his path, because he also said, I am the way. So if we want to make our own path, we can give him lip service. It's like, yeah, Jesus, redeem me, but I'm going to choose the way that I'm going to walk. I don't want to do it his way. I don't want to have to go to confession. I don't want to have to do this and that. I don't believe this and that and the other thing. Then, if that's what we're saying, Jesus is no longer the way for us. We're making our own way. We know better than God. It doesn't work. So Jesus is the only one, well, of course, with his Father and the Holy Spirit as God, but he is the only one who has authority to forgive sin. He is the only one who has the authority to lay out the means to eternal life. He is the only one who can give us that grace, not only the forgiveness of our sins, but of life forever. Doesn't it make sense to walk on his path? That's the holy way. If we recognize that we are redeemed, and yet it says that this path is for those with a journey to make, on it the redeemed walk. If we're already redeemed, some people would say, there's no more journey. I believe in Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I'm going straight to heaven. The journey is over. No, it's not. Isaiah says that it is for the redeemed to walk on. There's still a journey. Yes, we're redeemed, but we're certainly not at the end point yet. We have a ways to go. And so it is our Lord who lays out that way for us. So we need to be on that path. We need to walk along that way. And very central to that, along, of course, with the Holy Eucharist, which is most central, is the forgiveness of sin. And there is only one who has the authority to forgive sin, and that is the Lord alone. And he has given that authority to his church. made it very clear, whatever you forgive will be forgiven. Whatever you hold bound will be held bound. So it is his authority given to the church. That's the only means. So that's what we want to avail ourselves of. Yeah, it's not always easy. It can be a challenge for us to be able to do. But if we're going to really look at the redemption of our souls and what our Lord has done for us, then we're going to hurry to the confessional, not stay away from it. Even if it can be a challenge for us, we know the importance of it. We know the grace that comes from it. And we will not stay away from the confessional, because that is the path on which the redeemed walk.